Just vote no!
Protesters are outside the Philadelphia School Board office ahead of an expected vote on a controversial plan that would close 17 schools. The rally follows calls earlier today from city council members to shut down the vote, even threatening not to retain members who vote in favor of the plan. The school board is scheduled to vote on the plan at this afternoon's meeting. The proposal calls for shuttering 17 campuses and modernizing about 170 others. District officials say the system has 70,000 empty seats and can no longer afford to operate small schools. Critics of the plan argue it'll hurt students of color and force families into longer commutes. Well, members of the search committee for the 2028 DNC convention came to Philadelphia to check out potential locations for the event. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
Pick Pennsylvania because we will do you proud.
Ryan Boyer, head of the building trades in Philadelphia, wants the thousands of union jobs the event would create. Mayor Cheryl Parker says she hopes the visit can show Philadelphia has all the attributes of the Democratic Party.
We're happy that you get a chance to see our grit, to see our hustle, and the pride that makes Philly so unique.
Former U.S. Ambassador David L. Cohen says he's 2 for 2 in wooing political conventions and believes Philadelphia can be 3 for 3.
We've done it before, and we can do it again, and that, in a nutshell, Mr. Chairman, is our case.
DNC Chair Ken Martin wouldn't make any commitments since they have other cities to see.
We all of us on the DNC site selection have been talking throughout the last day and a half about all the fond memories we've had of the 2016 convention.
That was when Hillary Clinton was nominated and defeated by Donald Trump. But city officials believe that won't have any impact on the selection process. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A beautiful patchwork of blue and white over Philadelphia as some patchy clouds make their way over the city. Right now, 63 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, things are mostly clear with temperatures getting down to the upper 40s.